I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning into I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and it is an exciting Sunday morning because we just finished our third annual motivational conference yesterday at the Peoria Civic Center. I hope you were able to come down and enjoy all the excitement and energy. And if you didn't make it or couldn't make it, that's okay. Because one of the great things about I've Decided is we don't just have one big event and then leave you for the rest of the year to fend for yourself. You actually have more opportunities to get involved and to find out what we're doing. Our next big event is our half-day conference on Saturday, April the 1st at Second Chance Church. And you can get plugged in. You can get plugged into our I've Decided community and all of the business resources who are a part of this amazing organization, who are the people that care about you, care about your goals, what kind of results you want to see, and they're here to help you. So we've been listening for the last couple of weeks. We are talking about, this is the month of finances, January. We've been talking about finances. One of our power sessions yesterday at our motivational conference was Starting Line Finances. And Vicki Streetmatter, who you heard the first week of January, talked about getting out of debt and what you needed to do to get on a budget. And then last week we had Robin here, of course, talking to us about taxes and how we need to file and gave us some really good pointers on maybe if you've been doing your taxes yourself, you may want to have those checked. You can go back up to 3 years. And she shared some success stories where she actually found opportunities for people when they come in and get that checked. And so today, my lovely guest, and I'm so excited, is Stacy Borjo. And she is a mortgage lender at Illinois National Bank. I'm sure you recognize her name in our community. She's been doing this for 18 years. And we were just having this amazing conversation. She shared with me her mission right now is to catch those people who are getting those refund taxes back and meet with you to help you put this money in the right place to apply it in the right area before you might spend it on something that may not be the best idea. So Stacy, welcome to the show this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. I know you're going to teach us all kinds of stuff about tax money and credit scores. You got to be an expert in that. I've heard you talk on that subject and learned so much. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say so far. But let's go on and talk about those tax refunds, because there are people that will be getting a lot of money back. And some people look forward to that big chunk of money this time of the year. That's what Robin was saying last week, because I had heard you really should try to break even throughout the year. You don't want to loan your money to the government. But then Robin made a very good point that if you're on such a tight budget throughout the year, that a lot of times people use that big money check to go on a vacation or to buy a car, to put down on a home or something. So what are your thoughts on that? And what do you want to catch people before they spend their money on things? Help us understand.
Yeah, so actually for the past couple months, I've already had borrowers coming in when they got pre-qualified and said, well, when I get my tax return back, this is what I'm going to do. So that red flag goes up in my brain and I'm like, okay, hold on. Let's take a look at what you're going to get back and let's see how to position that. Because it's not going to be one blanket answer, right? Not everybody is the same. Everybody is different. Everybody has a different situation. So let's find out what that tax return is. And before you spend a penny of it, if you're thinking about buying a house or maybe getting situated to buy a house, I strongly recommend you talking to a loan officer first, because I have so many people that will go pay certain things off or maybe just go buy something new, where if they would have maybe talked to us first, we could have maybe boosted up their credit scores to where they could have bought sooner than later. Sometimes it's going to maybe be saving. So actually keeping that money in the bank and not spending it, not doing anything with it, So you have a little bit for a down payment. And or sometimes we can get that approval just by having what we call reserves, meaning a little bit of savings tucked away. Sometimes those decision engines to get approved for a loan just really like to see that you have 2 months of payments sitting in your savings account waiting for that day for you to purchase a house.
And they don't necessarily look to see where that came from.
No. And there's nothing wrong for it to be a tax return. I've had customers who relied on a tax return to buy a house, and that's fine. And it doesn't have to be seasoned. Because guess what? That's obviously a pretty credible source is a federal tax return. So the minute you get that tax return, we have proof by documenting your tax returns, showing your deposit, then it's there. And you could technically close on a house a couple of weeks later. You've got your down payment and closing costs in some situations. So it really just depends on your buying power and where you're at financially.
That's right. And the credit scores matter so much. So what you're saying, what I just heard you say, let's be clear. What you're saying is that if I'm getting a big refund check and I'm thinking about buying a house potentially, and I'm looking into that, or maybe I want to refinance so that I could do some remodeling or something, but regardless, I'm looking to come see you for a loan. I probably should come see you first and say, here's my money. You pulled their credit score, and then you start looking at things that they could best spend their money to get their credit score in the right area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what people don't realize is that, you know, your credit score, I know we've talked about this before, Kim, how much it actually impacts your life. But in regards to a mortgage specifically, your credit score can impact your interest rate. It can impact how much your monthly PMI is if you have it. It can also impact even the type of program that you can get into. So you could take that tax return money possibly. Maybe it's just paying a credit card in half to get a lower credit or lower interest rate on your mortgage plus lower PMI, saving you that much more a month just by maybe even taking a couple $100 and applying it towards a credit card. But you don't know until you speak with an expert who gets to see those numbers and the impacts of what you do with your money, specifically down to the penny, and the impact it would have on your credit score.
And we need to talk to an expert about that because it is very difficult to figure out your credit score.
It is so complicated.
Because you might think, hey, I pay everything on time. I've never been late. Mm-hmm. Pull your credit score and it's like in the 600s. And it can be up to what is 800, like the highest, correct?
Yeah, so credit scores range from 350 to 850. And in a perfect world, if you want the best of the best in regards to interest rates and PMI rates, if you have to have PMI, then you need to be above 760.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's pretty high.
Yeah.
So you could be carrying around some debt that could be really pulling that number down.
Absolutely.
And I know it's hard because you get that big chunk and you think, oh, I owe this big loan and I just want to wipe that out. Mm-hmm. And that's what people might tend to do, right? Or you've been waiting and you want this car so bad and you think this is the time to do it. You go put a down payment on a car, but that could really impact when you can buy a house.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the big things that we do too, is we remind people that if you are thinking about buying a house, you can't really be thinking about buying a car at the same time, because if you think about it, that car payment that you may or may not have had before now is going to impact on how much you could buy on a house. So you kind of have to prioritize and get those things in line. And again, just by talking to a loan officer to get those things in line and straightened for you specifically, because I know that we all have friends and family that love to share their opinion of what worked for them, but I'm pretty sure they don't have the same income as you, and I'm pretty sure they don't have the same debt as you. So.
I think I just posted on my Kim Martin Motivates page, if you want to be successful, don't listen to your friends, family, or neighbors.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure I liked it.
Isn't it true, though? And you know what I meant behind that.
Yeah.
It's like, I love my friends, family, and neighbors, but they think they have your best interest at heart. So they go, oh, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to take that risk, or they don't want you to, they mean well. I don't mean that in a bad
way.
They mean well, but you need, what I mean by that is you need to talk to people who really know. You need to talk to the experts. And we definitely, Stacey, consider you an expert.
Thank
if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio, so thank you for being with us this morning. And my guest today is Stacey Borjo. She is a mortgage lender at Illinois National Bank. We are thrilled that Illinois National Bank is one of our executive business members. Maybe you've seen them around on our billboards and on our website, and just an awesome, a small bank. Stacy, right? That you guys are out of Springfield, is that correct?
We are. We are headquartered out of Springfield. We're a small $1 million bank, so you can come in and you can talk to the same people every day. We're all the same people in there here in Peoria and Knoxville, and we are headquartered out of Springfield. And just a nice, small, cozy bank where the 800 number doesn't go past Central Illinois.
Right. So you're going to talk to someone with
That's
the Midwestern
right.
accent?
I tell my customers that I'm your 800 number. So you're stuck with me if you start with me.
Which is a good thing.
That's right.
That is a good thing. So, and it is just, I just think it's fantastic that you guys, this is how you're getting the word out about your bank through philanthropy with businesses and organizations like I've Decided.
That's right.
You know, I just really appreciate it. And we were able, Stacy, to give PUP
$2,500. That's awesome.
This year. Isn't that awesome? And that's a huge thanks to Illinois National Bank and to you for encouraging them to participate in our program and getting on board. And you guys are on board for another year here, and we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And so some of our listeners who were at the conference yesterday may have got to meet you. So,
that's right.
And hopefully we'll be coming to see you very soon to get some advice on what to do with their refund check. Now, okay, so so you're okay if people just come in and chat with you, take up your time to learn some information that may or may not come back to you.
That's right.
And you're good with that.
That happens. That happens. Now, I will have to say you have to call and make an appointment first. Don't just walk in.
Bring her coffee. Maybe you might get right in, though.
No, I open the door and welcome people to come. It doesn't cost you anything to get pre-qualified, you know, to buy a house and to have your credit pulled. That costs you nothing. There's no obligation. So if you want to come in and talk about it and see your credit report, that's the other thing that a lot of times lenders will not even give you your credit report.
Yeah, I feel that way. Like they're like, oh, it's like gold. You got to be ready to sign on the dotted line or something.
Yeah, and no obligation. People who come in and meet with me, I will sit down. I will walk through the credit report line by line. I will explain it to you. I will give you resources on different ways that you can help fight some of the things that are on there. Because I mean, let's face it, everything on your credit report is not always accurate. So I strongly recommend you pull your credit at least once a year, if not more. The annualcreditreport.com, so www.annualcreditreport.com, is the free website where you can go pull each of your bureaus once a year for free. And there's no impact on you as a borrower if you pull your own credit.
Okay, so if you pull your own credit, because that's what people think. Oh, is that going to hurt my credit?
Oh, I hear that every day.
Right?
I don't want you to pull my credit yet because you're going to hurt my credit. Well, let me explain that a little bit too. So that's called an inquiry when someone pulls your credit. So know that when you have your credit pulled, each institution is coded, okay? So as a lender doing mortgages, we're coded as a mortgage lender. And so we pull all three major bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and who am I missing? TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Thank you. Sorry. Anyway, so when we pull all three, the credit bureaus are like, okay, so they're having their credit checked for a mortgage. Well, how many people buy multiple houses in 1 week, 1 month, or 1 year? Probably not too many. But you go to your favorite mall and you go into your favorite stores and how many of us have opened a couple credit cards in one day?
I used to do that, but I do not do that anymore. I am not on that wagon. Every time they're like, you can save 20%. I'm like, nope, thank you. I don't want another credit card.
Yeah, you could just say my lender told me no.
Right.
I tell some of my borrowers, just tell them they can deal with me if they want to dispute it, but no.
Right.
So you can go and open multiple credit cards. So those have different impacts on your credit as inquiries for credit card pulls. And same with cars. So if you go shopping for a car, you could go buy a boat, a motorcycle, and a car all in 1 week, 1 month, or 1 year if you really wanted to. No one's going to stop you. So you have to be careful with those types of inquiries because what's happening is the credit reports are pulling back because they want to know, what is this person diving into? Are they going on some serious shopping spree and then we're all going to be in trouble? Can they handle the debt that they just dove into? We don't know. We don't know what they applied for. We don't know what they got approved for. So therein lies where the inquiries, yes, your scores can be lowered some when you have it pulled a lot. But when it's for a mortgage, you're actually supposed to have a 30-day window to go have your credit checked for a mortgage specifically with hardly any impact. It might be a couple points.
But not a big deal.
No.
So it says one inquiry after another that's going to cause the problem, because like you said, there's all these inquiries and nothing's really hit your credit report yet. Mm-hmm. So they don't know. Did they just give you a $20,000 open window credit, you know, card line, with a Visa, and now you're going to travel across the world and have a $20,000 debt?
You don't know.
You don't know. You don't. I mean, because I get all those, you know, credit card things in my mail constantly, constantly. And they're like, you know, pre-approved for up to $25,000. I'm like, oh, are you serious? Who would give me a $25,000 credit? That would not be wise on their part. They are not very smart.
I hope you tore that up in little bitty pieces.
I just shred it.
Make sure you never toss those away in the garbage just as is. That's something else you want to be aware of, is stick those right through a shredder or rip them up into little bitty pieces yourself, because you're pre-qualified, right? They have some of your basic information. Don't let somebody else fill that out for you.
Something else.
A little tidbit of information,
because sometimes I don't even open them. I just toss.
I don't ever open them, but I shred.
So shred. Don't toss.
That's right.
Good advice from Stacy Moorhoe. She is at Illinois National Bank, their mortgage lender, and our expert today, helping us understand what we can do with our money that we're going to get back. Well, actually, it's so individual. They really need to come see you, right, Stacy?
Absolutely.
And they can call and set an appointment.
Absolutely. Anytime.
And what's the office number out there?
My direct office line is 683-8017.
683-8017.
That's my direct office.
Direct line right there to the expert. And you can call and set an appointment and just go out there. Now, I know there's some listeners thinking, and I know I would be too, well, I don't want you to see my credit report. I'm kind of nervous about that. You might judge me and think that I'm a terrible person if you see all the debt that I have.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, but yeah, you feel that way.
And I have had people say that, but you know what? I have been doing this for over 18 years, and there isn't anything I haven't seen. But hopefully you're one of those people that maybe attended the conference and you're like, you know what? I've decided to improve my credit, because as you and I have talked before, Kim, this impacts not just what kind of rate you get. This impacts a job. This impacts your insurance, whether it's car insurance or home insurance or whatever kind of insurance. Your credit's being checked for a lot of different things, and it is so important. So I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help.
Right. You want to help because you got to face the music.
You do.
If we've made some mistakes in the past, and hey, I'll be the first to stand in line. I'm working on cleaning mine up right now as we speak, you know, and I've been doing it for a few years now. And a lot of that based off of advice that you've given me over these last few years. And it's humbling, you know, to say, okay, I know I didn't do it so perfectly before.
Right.
But here it is. Here's my mess. Like, that's what I tell Vicky Street Matter with the budget. Here's my mess. Let's get it on track. So no judgment, right?
No judgment whatsoever.
Yeah, you in a safe environment. I promise you, if you come in and talk to Stacy, you there's no way you can feel judged. She's so sweet. You'll just like hug in and be BFS before you know it. That's what happened to us. It's awesome. So, all right, great. If you are tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio. Maybe you came to the conference yesterday and learned a lot more about what we're doing in the community and the surrounding area. Whatever it is that you want to achieve, I've Decided is your platform for success and transformation. So maybe you've decided, and maybe you stuck the stake in the ground, that you want to get out of debt, that you want to buy a new house, that you are ready to take your credit score by the bullhorns and get it aligned where it needs to be so that you can get the lowest insurance rates.
Right.
You were just saying, Stacy, and I can attest to that, because a few years ago when my credit score was kind of dipping down because I had more debt out there, open credit, I had to close some of those things out per your advice and close some of those things out, and my credit score is coming back up. But I got a letter back then from my insurance company with my insurance increase saying that it was from information that they got from my credit report. Mm-hmm. So help us understand that a little bit better.
So, I mean, know that the credit that they pull for insurance is not the same as it would be for a mortgage. But they're just pulling because history shows that if you don't have great credit, then your risks are higher. So that's kind of where that
falls. You're risky.
Yep. Basically, unfortunately, Is it necessarily fair? No, but I mean, that's
well,
just
insurance
the way
companies
works.
Are always looking into statistics.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
Some of our best statistics come from their studies and research. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what they do. Mm-hmm. They need to know what people are doing so that they know what rates to charge and yep. so they don't lose money. So they're professionals at statistics. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's.
So, but, you know, I can see that. I have to say, I mean, you know, I kind of have that personality, you know, where you kind of go a little crazy sometimes. And so mm-hmm. I could understand where you might be a faster driver if you're a bigger spender. I mean, I don't know.
Not that I
would ever say that about myself or anything, but but you could correlate the two, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure that's what they think.
Credit is so incredibly important. And the other thing, too, though, is I have other people, too, that are so, they're watching their credit. Okay. So know, too, that every single person that has a credit score, number one, your credit score is changing every single day. So the other thing I'll hear is, oh, well, you pull my credit and you made it drop. Well, no, not necessarily. Sometimes our credit scores are changed. Well, our credit scores are going to change every day, every week, every month, every year. And why? Because different creditors are reporting different things every day.
Right.
There's no set schedule. It's not every Friday
you just need to be in a
that range. Your credit card is being updated. It's not every other Monday that your auto loan is being updated when your payment's being made. There is information being fed into your credit bureau every day. Okay? With all the creditors that are out there, all the people you have loans with, they're reporting different times whenever they want. It's happening. So your credit score is always changing. And there's also hundreds of scoring vehicles. So the Credit Karma, I love Credit Karma. It's a resource. But know that when you come into me, that same credit score is not going to be the same. Because I use a different vehicle than Credit Karma uses. And your insurance agent uses a different vehicle than I'm going to use. So there are other scores out there for you. And even if you pull them all in the same week, they can still be a little different. Now, if you go apply for a mortgage in the same day or in the same week from other loan officers, your scores are going to be within a couple points of each other. Unless something popped up like a collection or something, dropping anything, or something got paid off and it just so happened to report. But again, it's a constant, ever-changing world. So you just have to keep on it and make sure you're aware of what's being reported and where you're at financially.
And know that there's a range. So give us that range. You said, okay, you said something about our score for buying, if to get right in, it was like 760.
So 760 is the best of the best. Anything 760 on up is the best of the best. So whether you're 770 or 780 or 760, it doesn't matter.
So you don't have to worry if your credit report is going from 760 to 800, you're in the best of the best and it doesn't matter.
Nope. It doesn't matter.
It's okay.
You can
rest assured that you can buy a home.
You can sleep that night knowing that you are good.
Okay.
So a couple points, not going to matter.
Okay. So tell us where the cutoff is. Like, where should you start to be concerned? If your credit is dropping below what number, where should you be concerned?
Well, that's still a tough question. But in order for us to do a conventional financing, you have to have at least a 620.
At least a 620.
And that doesn't guarantee you a loan, though.
Okay, so no guarantee.
No. Nope.
It really depends on if you've got the little savings or maybe if you
can. Income.
Your income. How
your
long
time
you've been
on
at
the
your job.
Job. Yep,
yeah, that's absolutely. Very important. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So 620, maybe.
Yeah.
And that range goes from 620 to what?
Well, 620 to 660, you're kind of in the middle of the road. Ideally, you're in the 700s or close to. So I would say 680 on up.
Okay, so 680 on up, you're in pretty decent shape.
Yes.
760 on up, you're the cream of the crop.
That's right.
All right, so our goal then is to at least get as close to that 700 mark as we can.
Yeah.
And okay, so if you're paying all of your debt on time mm-hmm. and everything's coming down and you don't have all those inquiries on there, you know, a whole bunch of things that they wouldn't know what's there, and you've been paying your debt down and you haven't gotten anything else, mm-hmm. you should be okay. Can you assume, or you still want to have, because maybe it's a listener's going, oh, I pay all my bills.
There's actually
time.
A new change that came out this past summer, and the credit bureau's got a little more harsh on our people with credit card debt and only making the minimum payment.
Ah, really?
Yep, because what happens when you make your minimum payment?
Well, you don't really get very far.
You sure don't. And the credit bureaus realized that. So they started giving people who actually pay the balance or make bigger lump sums down on their payment more points. Okay. And it actually started using it against people who only make the minimum payment.
Well, it was opposite, I feel like. I think that before they wanted to see you consistently making those payments every month.
They want to see you make the payments, but now they want to see you make more because you're not getting anywhere if you don't.
It is true. And even on, I noticed on the credit card statements now, they'd show you pay. Yeah. If you pay this much, you'll have it paid off in 3 years.
Right.
If you just pay the minimum payment, it's like 12 years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Really, they shouldn't be able to do that. And I think to myself, why don't you just make the minimum payment the one that would get it paid off in 3 years?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because truly, I would think, and maybe you can help us understand this. I mean, if I was a credit card company and I was giving out all this money, I would rather take a risk that they were going to pay me back within 3 years, because a lot can happen to a person in 12 years.
The problem is that people, a lot of times, they're diving into the debt that they can't afford anyway. And that's why credit cards are so well used, is because, oh, I'm only going to pay $25 a month for this $4,000 limit max that I just took out. You know, it's just, that's why people use credit cards, is because that small monthly payment. But if we're using credit cards wisely, number one, I don't know if you remember any of these that we talked about, Kim. You always want to keep your...
Give me the test.
You always want to keep your balances and your limits as far away from each other as possible.
Right.
Because if you max them out or exceed... I've seen a 100-point drop.
Yeah. I got one I'm working on. I got one still left that's still got, because I've been doing the snowball, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I still got one that I know is dragging down my credit score, yep, because I've got too much on it and there's not enough credit. But I've just been on that one. I haven't been doing much because I've been getting the smaller ones, and now I'll start chunking away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry. Keep going.
Just credit cards are really a make or break for someone. And honestly, credit bureaus love credit cards, and the reason being is because they are an open door of spending, and the longer you have a credit card, the better. So don't be a credit card hopper. Be dedicated to, you know, one or two, maybe max three credit cards, but you want to keep your balances and your limits as far away from each other as possible. You want to have those credit cards for long relationships, mm-hmm, because the credit bureaus can see your spending ability, and they can see your spending habits. And just like, you know, the seasons, we all go through seasons of life. So there's going to be times where we're spending more money. There's going to be times where we're spending less. But having that long-term relationship with a credit card, the credit bureaus can see your responsibility. Are you paying on time? Are you consistent? How much do you spend in different times of the year? And how, you know, what
are
you
doing? All of those things. It's like the algorithm.
Yeah.
They know what we're doing.
They do know what you're doing. But, you know, a credit card also is your best way to build credit. If you have no credit score whatsoever right now and no one's going to give you a credit card, you go to your financial institution. Maybe you have to get a secured credit. Maybe you just get a little $300 limit credit card. But you got to keep that balance $100 or less. Pay it off every month. I don't care if you go buy gas or socks or a soda.
Right.
But use it every month. Pay it off every month and show your responsibility. Show your habits of being able to control your spending and being able to make those payments on time and build that long-term relationship. And after 6 months, more than likely, you're going to see a score.
Nice. Well, that's great advice. Our time is almost up. I can't believe it. See how fast that went, Stacey? So you've been listening to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. My guest, Stacey Borjo, today is the mortgage lender at Illinois National Bank. So as she said, you need to get out to and get some advice, mm-hmm, on your refunds that you're, yeah, getting from this, your taxes or your credit score, so that you know what's going on. And I really want to encourage you to give Stacey a call, set an appointment, go meet with her. You will love her. She will get you on the right path so that you can be successful in achieving your goals of hopefully getting out of debt, getting your credit score to a good number so that you can pay the lowest premiums on your insurance and get the best interest rates, or buy a home. And Stacey is the girl you want to see to help you with that. So Stacey, thank you so much for being with us today. Give them your phone number one more time so they can call.
My direct office line is 309-683-8017.
8017-683-8017. And if you haven't already started thinking about that half-day conference happening on Saturday, April the 1st at Second Chance Church from 9 to noon, go ahead, go to www.ivedecided.org and get your tickets for that now. It's only $49. If you get both of your tickets for the half-day conference in April and August the 26th. So two tickets for $99. You can't beat that. And get connected with a community of people who will help you achieve success. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And next week, we'll wrap up our financial month with what do we need to do to save for our future with Stacy Reed. So I'm excited about that. Another Stacy. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?